Okay, what we're going to be making today is this golden badge here, which you can see on screen, and you can follow along with this tutorial by going to the site and downloading the files for this, and you can, those can be found in the download section of the site, that is tutvid.com, T-U-T-V-I-D.com. Just go to the download section of the site, and then in the downloads page, there's a section set aside for Adobe Illustrator downloads, and the file is going to be Golden Badge Files, and you can download that and follow along with it. And basically what it is here, I'm going to open it here, just going to drag it right in from Bridge right here, badgestart.ai, and as you can see, it is just a blank document. Okay, now the reason I'm having you load this in is because what I have are a bunch of swatches here that I'm going to be using. Just save a little bit of time. I have created all these swatches beforehand, so you don't have to spend the time making them yourself. So, this file also, let me mention, this file can be opened into versions of Adobe Illustrator, all the way back to version 10 I saved it out to work with. So, if you're running anything before that, sorry. But you can try to follow along without the file if you like. But for those of you that have it, open it up, and let's get started. First thing we're going to do is, don't worry about this background layer yet. We're going to mess with the background layer if we want to add a background. What I just did was double-clicked on layer 2, and we're going to give it a name. We're going to name it Gold. Okay? Just like that. I'm going to move the layers palette right over here. I'll keep it on screen. And what we need to do is make a star. The shape of our badge is actually going to be a star. So, I'm just going to give you a quick example. We're going to use the star tool, and watch this. You can see when I click and drag, it drags out a star. But there's some cool things you can do with shape tools. By holding shift, you can constrain it to just being a perfect star, okay, just like that. It won't let me rotate it at all. Or you can hold alt, and what that does is it sort of tweaks the points of your stars to make them perfect. You'll see what I mean if you're following along. It's a neat little thing that it does. Another thing you can do is, say you don't want a 5-point star, say you want a 6-point star, or you want a triangle, which would be a 3-point star, you can click the up and down arrow keys to add arms. Now, when you do this, don't move the mouse at all. If you move the mouse, you're going to see it's going to add maybe 2 or 3 arms at a time. So you can see if I click up, and just moving the mouse, I've only clicked it 4 or 5 times, but I have many more than 4 or 5 extra arms. So, one other thing that's really cool about the star tool is the size of those arms, okay, the star's arms. We can't increase or decrease that by holding the control key or command if you're on the Mac and drag. I'm holding the control key and I'm dragging, and you can see it's making those arms longer and longer and longer. All right, and if I drag back in, it makes them shorter and shorter until it goes the opposite direction. Okay, so that's another cool thing about the star tool. But I'm just going to delete what I drew there because I happen to already know what size I need to make this. And that size is, well, let me first explain how you can get the little dialog box. By just clicking once and not dragging, you get a dialog box where you can punch in your exact numbers. Now, I don't know if you can see this, but what I'm typing in here into the radius 1 box is 100 pixels. And now I'm in the radius 2 box, and I'm typing 90 pixels. And I'm making 22 points. Okay, and now I'm just going to hit OK. And we have the basic shape of our gold, the gold part of our badge or award or whatever you want to call it. Alright, so now what we need to do is give this a fill. And the fill we're going to give it, let me change my swatches palette to be this large thumbnail view here, is this golden gradient right here. Okay, so we're going to select that, and we can see we filled it with that. And we want to come over here to our color swatch switcher over here, and we want to select the stroke, and we want to give it this dark orange stroke right here. That's the squash color, by the way. Now, what we want to do is increase the size of that stroke. I'm dragging my stroke palette here, and I'm just going to increase the size of that stroke to 5 pixels. All right, I'm just moving that off screen. So we have a 5-pixel squash stroke. That's the color of that orange, and we've got this gradient fill. All right, now what we're going to do is we're going to grab the gradient palette, which I have right here. We're going to select that, and we're going to tip the gradient on a 45-degree angle. So just punch 45 into there. You're going to see it's going to tilt the gradient. That's fine. Whoops. Just mixes things up a little bit. And what we need to do next is add a drop shadow to this. So just make sure you have it selected. Come up here to Effect, Stylize, Drop Shadow. All right. Now, I don't know if you can see what I'm doing here again, but let me move it to here. I'm changing my mode from Multiply to Normal. I'm changing my opacity from 75 to 25. I'm changing my X and Y offsets to 3. Okay, each of them are 3. I'm changing my blur to 2. And I'm just leaving the color at black. If I preview it, I can see what I've done. Just hit OK, because I happen to know that those are the proper settings. All right, now, what we want to do is expand this gold layer. All right, we have the gold layer, and if you look right on the immediate left of the little tiny thumbnail, there's a little tiny arrow. Click that, and you can see that we have this path inside of the gold layer. We'll just select the gold layer itself. Just click it. Don't actually select it using a little circle. Just click anywhere else. Now come down here, and next to the Create a New Layer button, there's actually Create a New Sublayer button. What that's going to do is create a new layer inside of this layer, just like we did right there. We're going to double-click that layer, and we're going to name it Depth, okay? Because this is going to start adding some depth and definition to this badge, and really, you'll be able to start telling that, hey, it's gold. Okay, so we need to come down here, select the Path layer. Okay, I just selected it, clicked in that circle, come up here to Edit and Copy it. Now select the depth layer, make sure you target it by clicking on it, and actually select the contents of that layer, which at this point are nothing, by clicking that little circle. Now drag the transparency palette in here, and we're going to create a quick mask. If you don't know how masks work, I have a tutorial on masking in Illustrator. It's coming out right around when this one does, hopefully the same week. And go over and watch that one. If you know how to mask, you should be able to follow along fine. But if not, just try to follow along. I'm going to try to be easy on you. All right, so double-click on this little thumbnail here. And we see it turns black. Click on it once more to select it, if it's not already selected. Now come up here to Edit and click Paste in Front. Okay? Now come over here to your color picker and just select the gradient. And then change the color to white. You can just select the white swatch. And also select that stroke and change that color to white. All right, and that's it. Now come back to your transparency palette and select the big white spot, okay? Not the one with the shape of the star, the one right there to its left, okay? Now we can move the transparency palette out of the way. You've made the mask I need you to make, except, I believe, unlink it. Hit that unlink button right there, okay? There's a little chain link in between those two thumbnails. Make sure that is gone, and you can make sure it's gone by clicking on it. Okay, so select that depth layer now, and what we want to do is add a shine and a glow and maybe some shadowing to add some depth to this. So, let's do that. First things first, come over here, grab the ellipse tool, and draw a nice big circle up here. I'm going to set your stroke to none, by the way. Select your foreground color and make that this black to white gradient. All right, now we're going to draw a nice big circle up here, just like that. And you can see it's black to white, but what's nice about it is it's only going in the area of the badge, thanks to our mask here. And because we unlink the mask, we can drag this artwork around without dragging the mask around. Okay, that's just what I want, because that's going to work just perfectly for me. Move that transparency out of the way. I want to make this circle pretty narrow, okay, like that. Now, we are going to grab that transparency palette again, or excuse me, not the transparency palette, the gradient palette. There we go. And we're going to tip this to negative 90, if I'm thinking correctly, and I am. We're going to tip that to negative 90 so the black is on the bottom, we want the white on the top, and we're going to tweak this so that white is showing. So we've got quite a bit of white showing, just like that. That's perfect. Now we are going to grab the transparency palette. Now let me warn you, when you do what I'm about to do, this black and your black-to-white gradient has to be 100% black. It cannot have a single bit of anything else in it, otherwise this will not work. My black has to be 100% black. Come over here to your blend mode and select screen. Okay? So there we go. We've made our highlight. And actually, I want to drop the opacity of this down to 85. Okay? Just to kind of lighten it up, and so we can still kind of see through to our stroke up there. Okay, so there we go. We've got a shine. That's not it. Lock up the background layer, too, so you don't keep accidentally selecting it like I keep doing. Now, what we need to do here is create a sublayer of this depth layer. And That is going to be our glow. All right, you can see I selected depth, and then I created a new sublayer using that button next to create a new layer. I'm going to select that. As a matter of fact, I actually don't even need to create a new layer. What am I thinking? Just select the depth layer and draw a circle. Just like that. And it will automatically create a new layer underneath. And I already have problems because if you look at this circle I just put in, it's semi-opaque and it's semi-transparent. And that is because I applied both the screen mode and my opacity change to the overall depth layer. I actually only want to apply that opacity and that blend mode to this right here. Okay? And I want to do that because some of my other stuff in here I probably don't want to be 85% opacity and screen mode. Okay? So just if you had the depth layer selected, just change that back. You have to be very careful. Illustrator is very particular about, it's super specific about what you click and the layer you have selected. So just make sure you specifically have that path selected, alright? Specifically click it in the layers palette. Now come up here and change this to screen and drop the opacity to 85. And you can see now only the shine is affected. Our little glow down here has not been touched. So select that glow. Make sure you specifically target the glow because we're going to add an effect to this, excuse me. And we don't want it to apply to the entire depth layer there because that would be bad. And you're going to see why, because we're going to apply a Gaussian blur. And we're going to apply a Gaussian blur of about 5 pixels here. Hit OK. And 5 pixels looks like it will work just perfectly for what we need it to do. I'm going to stretch this out a little bit. Just like that. And now I'm going to change this blend mode. Let me bring the transparency palette in to overlay. Alright, and I'm going to drop the opacity, excuse me, couldn't find the word, drop the opacity to 85%. Okay, so now we have this shine and this glow. The last thing to do is add some sort of shadowing in the center. And we're going to do that by adding a rectangle. I'm just going to take a rectangle here, I'm going to draw it right across the center. Make it fairly thin, like that. That's probably about perfect. And come up here to your color palette and just pick black. Now come up here to effects and hit Gaussian blur. We're going to apply another Gaussian blur, but don't hit apply Gaussian blur. That's going to apply the same exact Gaussian blur you just applied. We want to apply a new one, so you just hit Gaussian blur. And for this, we want to add something like 12 or 15. Let's go with 15, and if it looks like it's too much, we'll lay off a little bit. And 15 looks perfect, okay? Now, it looks really bad, actually, because it's this huge dark spot running right through the middle of our gold. Well, we can fix that by once again bringing in the wonderful transparency palette you've been seeing so much of. And we're going to lower the opacity. Make sure you specifically target that layer. We're going to lower this opacity to something about 25, probably lower. Yeah, let's try 15. 15, you know what? Could probably even use 10. 10. 10 looks perfect for what I'm doing here. It might take a little bit of experimenting on your part. But there is the gold part of it. We have to create one new sublayer here, and we're going to name this text. So we're just going to put those letters and number 1ST for first place, obviously. Whoops. All right, so just click anywhere on the golden badge, and we're just going to type 1 and then ST in lowercase. Now, we're going to blow this size up to 125 points. Now, if you're not following along exactly with me, it really is going to depend on the size of your star or your badge. Okay, so this is 125 for what I'm doing here. So I'm going to hit enter, and you're going to see it's going to blow it right out. And now I'm going to double click it again and select in between the 1 and the S and T. Well, let me actually just select the S and the T first and grab your characters palette. Characters palette, by the way, can be opened window type character. Select that and resize just the S and the T down to 60 points. Okay? Just like that. Let me move the characters palette out of the way. Now, hit the space bar twice in between these letters. I believe it's just like that, but we'll see in a minute. Now select the whole thing, grab that characters palette again, and right here, it's the letter tracking, or, yeah, tracking for the selected characters right here. It's four pop-down menus from the top on the right-hand side. Select that to negative 150. And right there, we've got a nice first. It pulls in nice and tight. Okay. Just like that. And now, all we have to do is play around with this a little bit, and get we're going to add a little bit of an inner glow and a drop shadow. But before we do that, we need to come up here to type and create outlines of this, and we're going to recolor this color right here, sunshine, and we're going to come up here to effect, and we're going to stylize it. Now here comes our inner glow. I hit feather there. I actually want the inner glow. There we go. Now this inner glow, we're going to set the mode to multiply, the color to black, the opacity, let's try 15, and the blur to, now set the little option here of center or edge, set it to edge. I'm going to quickly preview it, and that looks like that'll be fine. Okay, there's just a slight inner glow. Select that bit of text again, come here to effect, and come here over here to outer glow. Just apply an inner glow. Now we're applying an outer glow. Leave the mode on screen. Change the color to white. Whoops. There we go, white. Drop the opacity. You know what? Let's just preview it. No, let's not drop the opacity at all. And let's leave the blur at what it is. That looks pretty good. Okay? So there we go. We've got our badge there. Now we need to make the ribbon. So, close up the gold layer and create a new layer altogether. Double-click on that. And let's name this ribbons. All right. Now, what we need to do here is grab the pen tool. If you don't know how to use the pen tool, hopefully I'll have a tutorial coming very soon on how to use the pen tool. I don't at this point, and I haven't even recorded one, so hopefully you know how to use the pen tool. But I'm going to draw a ribbon shape here. I'm just dragging it out. I'm sure you can't see it because I've got yellow tangent handles. As a matter of fact, I'll edit that right now, although I still don't know if you'll be able to see it. I'm just going to make mine blue. Oh, by the way, also set your fill to none. And I'm just going to quickly draw out some sort of a ribbon, which will be just like this. I'm just going to, tweak it a little bit. Just like that. All right, so draw your own ribbon, just like that. Wonderful. And what we need to do with the shape now is fill it with this green, which has conveniently been named ribbon green. There you go. Now, we're going to grab the gradient tool here, and we're just going to click around a few times so we find an angle that we think looks good for a ribbon. And I think going toward the side like this almost is pretty good. Maybe going the other way. if I can find an angle here. That's not bad. We'll stick with that. Hopefully you found an angle by now and you didn't take as horribly long as I did. But what we need to do now is apply an inner glow to this. We're going to come up here to effect. Oh, that's outer glow. Stylize inner glow. And this inner glow is going to be set to multiply. We're going to hit preview here, by the way. Inner glow, it's multiply. Let's try 15 pixels of opacity. And the blur, we're going to set it to something pretty high. 12 pixels. Let's try that. That's pretty good. Whoops. Select those ribbons. And, oh boy, where did my... Ah, there it is. Okay, it's actually on the ribbon. Good. Now, we have to apply a second inner glow. Go up here to effect, inner glow. And it's going to ask you, do you want to apply a new effect? Yes. Click apply new effect, because that's what we want to do. First thing we're going to change here is we're going to apply this from the center out. So hit preview. And, oh shoot, you know what I did wrong? Come over here to the path. Make sure you specifically target the path. And double-click on that inner glow there. I open up the appearance palette. It's under Window Appearance. Now, the mode here is multiply. The color should be black. Okay. There we go. Much better. Now, select that path once again. Let me move the appearance palette off screen. Come over here to Effect, Inner Glow. Apply that new effect, as I mentioned before. And set this one to center. Hit Preview. And this one we're going to set to screen because we want this to be lighter. We're going to sort of lighten up the center. And we're actually going to set the opacity to 100%. Ooh, that's a bit. And we're going to blur it 35 pixels, just like that. So, hit OK for that. And now what we want to do is select this ribbon. We're going to go to Edit, Copy, Edit, Paste in Front. Now we're just going to drag this over, and you see we've got a second ribbon here. Now what we want to do is quickly flip it. So come over here, grab your transform palette, which is window transform, and there's a little arrow there up in the top right hand corner. Select that and just hit flip horizontal. It's just a little bit easier than using the reflect command. It certainly is faster. Alright, so we're going to scale this down a little bit. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I sure have noticed that these ribbons are not in their proper place. They should not be on top of this golden badge. Matter of fact, I'm going to make these ribbons a bit bigger. More like, well, that's a bit oversized. More like that, even though it doesn't look like much of a difference at all. I'm going to grab that ribbons layer, and I'm going to drag it right below the gold layer. Make those ribbons stick out a little bit more. And, you know, we'll throw a little bit of a drop shadow underneath these ribbons. We'll just come up to Effect, Stylize, Drop Shadow. Hit Preview. And that's not bad. We're going to lower the opacity to 15. That's just keeping those previous settings from before. That's normal mode, 15% opacity. X and Y offsets are both 3. And the blur, we're actually going to bump that up to 3.5. And we will boost the opacity to 20. And just hit Enter. And that's good enough for me. And that's it. You've just created a golden badge. I hope you've learned something from it. And I hope you'll check out the other tutorials at tutvid.com. So that's it for this one. And until next time, have fun.